Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show, and I'm here with Ann from the Great Neck Advisory. One announcement that I want to make is that actually the first Project Safe program will commence Wednesday, April 22nd, at the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington. And that will be a panel of four or five people. We have somebody from the Attorney General's office. We have a financial expert. We have somebody from the Holocaust Museum, which talks about bullying. Beth Lilac, she's going to be on the show, I know, coming up eventually, does a tremendous... Bullying is part of financial abuse. You know, yes, sign it. And next thing you know, they signed it and they tell you, I didn't really want to do it and I was pushed into it. And it's the truth, though, because as Judy was talking about before... Yeah. This is a generation that is full of respect and fear. So not necessarily everybody earned the respect. They were afraid to not respect them. And therefore, when somebody says sign the third time, I just said sign it. Could you please sign it? I have to go. I have another appointment. They sign it. Yeah. It happens. I mean, we see it all the time. Not all the time, but we see it often enough that it's an issue. So anyway, the first program, it's 2 o'clock, April 22nd at the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington.
I always want to give a little shout out. I actually went to a couple of them last year, the Project Safe seminars. And once again, you really do walk away with, you know, some good tips, you know, and I laugh because every time I remember at the ATM, they said, I forgot who was actually saying, to take, because there's all these devices now that, you know, they just, you don't notice, but will take your PIN number once you swipe. I mean, it's amazing the technology that goes on. And I say, just take a piece of paper or an envelope and just cover your hand when you're typing in your PIN number. So I do that all the time now. Okay. Because they said that there, because this way it's blocking it. They can't, because your credit card number is useless because they have these scanner things without the PIN number, you know, so it's to take out from the ATM.
Good tip.
So yeah, I do it all the time. That's what I'm saying. Like, you really walk away with some good tips. So.
Actually, here's a tip, which is an interesting one. We just did this to my father. He had an account with an ATM card. And my brother took him to the ATM. He's missing $300 from a week ago. I don't know what happened. So my brother takes him to the ATM. And there was another woman there. And she's actually laughing. My father goes up to the ATM and says his number out loud. 1-7-3. I'm making up the number. Yeah. So you can't stop him.
Yeah.
So my sister, who's on the account, I said, do me a favor. Take all the money out. Just leave a couple of $100s. Yeah. And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Dad, you don't have to. I know. Because he's hard of hearing. Yeah. This is what he's doing. And the lady behind actually laughed because my brother's like, Dad, you know, it's, you know. But nevertheless, people don't think. And so therefore, you have to be the advocate for that person. If you know, people don't change.
Right.
So therefore, if he's going to go and have to say out loud, 1-7, whatever his number is.
No.
Can you change the PIN number?
Sure, but he's going to say the next one out loud.
Right.
Or actually, no. No, you know what's going to happen when you do this? He's in his 90s. He's not going to know the PIN number then. I don't know what his PIN number is, but he's used it maybe for 10 or 15 years. At 92, you're not going to give him a new number. This is a routine. So that's important, too. You can't change things too much. You have to be the advocate and say, how do I protect you? I'm not going to make you crazy because you don't know what the number is.
It's that fine line. You know, you don't want it to be over crazy where you can't get it, you know. But it's just you find that balance of just being aware also because, you know, I know I'm guilty. My husband yells at me sometimes. I'll throw my pocketbook in a shopping cart and I'll go to grab something and there's my pocketbook. And I've gotten better over, you know, just from just being very conscious. But I have to because it's just, you know, it's a big bag. I throw it in there, you know, and your nature is to be trusting,
of course.
And you don't want to like think. But, you know, there is that one time, you know, and I remember what really changed. I left my bag in the car because I was with my husband. He was paying. We just ran in to get a bagel. I just left my bag in the car. I thought I had it hidden enough. We didn't. The door wasn't locked, and like everything got to. Oh, my credit cards were taken.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was just, you know. And I was like, you know, he's like, you can't be so trusting. And I was like, I know, but you know, it's like I learned my lesson. So now I'm extra, you know, cautious.
And even if you get the money back, which most of the times you do, the nightmare, as Ann talked about earlier,
right.
To go through all the paperwork and the process.
Changing the numbers, and then, oh my God, and then this pays this automatically. You know, so it's all these trickle-down things that you have to think about. So it's just, it's
which
important
is hard.
Just
it's just, you know, it's,
be proactive. You know, obviously you can't always avoid it, but, you know, just being educated on the topic.
Someone once mentioned to me, and it sort of stuck with me, is in the grocery cart itself, when you have your packages,
right,
you tend to put your purse someplace,
yep,
and if someone's watching, they know you're going to turn, take the package out, put it
in the
trunk.
It's so funny, because that's something I'm extremely conscious of now.
Right.
I take my bag out. I have it attached to me, and then I will put all the packages in the car, or I might even just throw my pocketbook in the trunk while I'm loading, you know, the packages, because it is because you have to like think about all these things, you know, because your instinct is like, oh, I'm gonna just throw these packages in. You want to get out of there, but you're turning around. There's your pocketbook. You know,
I once was in a center where someone left the purse on top on the roof of the car,
and then she
pulled off the purse dropped. A man took it, but I said, I think you ought to bring it over to the police. But the police told me the whole purse can go in to the mailbox, and they will get it to her.
Really?
The postal system will open it up.
The postal system,
oh, wow,
if a purse such of that nature. I didn't know
that. I never knew
that,
yeah.
Well, he said, if a wallet, anything of nature, put it into the mailbox,
that's a great tip right
and
there,
the post office will get it back to the
like
person.
Like, bing, 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 today's golden nugget.
Yeah, right. Really,
I don't
absolutely
know how many people would actually do that.
Well,
but
you'd hope.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, actually, even, which is very important to say, we're talking about it's nicer to be nice. Most people are.
Yeah.
In the town of North Hempstead, any place. I don't, you know, we don't have to talk about the town of North Hempstead. Most people, you go on vacation. Yes, we advocate for seniors because of that small percent.
Right.
So we always have the red flag up. But at the end of the day, most of the people who cross my path are lovely people, and I enjoy working with everybody or seeing some. You know, we just want you to be wary.
Right.
Wary,
which is being
educated.
You know,
you can't be too trusted, unfortunately.
And you have to just go over things yourself, because you have to be aware that your memory may not be quite up to snuff or where you'd like it to be. So just think back over, do I have my purse back here? Do I have everything?
Well, let me tell you, that has nothing to do with age.
I've stopped to make sure.
The funniest thing is my friends laugh at me and all my girlfriends, because that's one of my things, is that every time I leave somewhere, because my biggest fear is leaving something somewhere, I literally will check under the table. I'll check, and it's part of my routine now. And it's so funny. I've been doing it for all my friends now. Do it. Like, what did you do? Now I'm like, do you have your card? Every time we pay, do you have your credit card? Do you have this? I'm sorry, you have your keys. And I guess it was just, you know, I just always did that with my mom. It was just something that's so ingrained. Yeah. So now all of my friends, like, oh my God, now we're just as paranoid as you. We're looking under everything. But it's just worth it. You know, you could just, you know, that two seconds it takes just to double check.
It
goes a long way.
If by any chance you happen to have left your purse
cart,
the sooner you go back to
sure.
it,
right,
the better.
Right.
So, absolutely.
No, it's definitely, that's what I said. It's those little steps just to help prevent, you know?
Yeah, no, that's important. And 9 out of 10 times, just say people will be nice and put the envelope. You know, I don't really care. Take the cash, but put the pocketbook or the wallet or something in the postal system. That's a great idea to know.
Yeah, it's great. And then additionally, I thought this was actually, you know, we talk about all the great things that North Hempstead does for its residents. But what I saw a press release that just came out that they had they're getting this new software for the animal shelter, which I thought, you know, so they're also protecting the dogs and the kitty cats and, you know, out there, which I thought was cute. It's a new software that allows them to do so many things. And one of the, you know, obviously you'd be able to track your dog, so it's registered, you know, it's almost like a town resident. But also they're able to match it with people who might want to adopt. So this would all be in a system, so it will facilitate, you know, certain people might want, you know, A, B, and C traits in a dog.
Okay, okay.
So this way they'd be able to find that match. And on the flip side, they'll also be able to generate this do not adopt to list for people who have had issues and abuse and neglect who've been in the system. So this way, you know, they're not able to get another animal. So it'll be registered all within there, which I thought was...
That's huge.
Yeah.
I think
so
that's
said
tremendous.
It's just, you know, because it's just preventing, you know, and it's just another way of protecting it. And
did you read these stories about somebody has 40 dogs or 20 dogs? Like, how'd they get them all?
Right.
And they're
right.
all starving and everything
Absolutely.
Else. Like, where'd they come from?
So I thought that was a cute little story that, you know, they're doing in North Hempstead, even for the little animals, which I thought was definitely a nice little thing. And also, just quickly, because I know we're running out of time soon, on April 19th from 2 to 3 p.m., this is great if you have grandkids you want to bring them to. at Clark Botanic Garden. There's going to be a program with Ranger Powers, who is he brings all kinds of animals and teaches children about animals and nature and the environment. There'll be hedgehogs and little skinks and tarantulas and tortoises. It's a real, he's very funny too. It's a great program. We've had him a couple of times.
April 19th.
April 19th from 2 to 3 p.m. And he'll be there showing you and teaching all about. So it's a fun thing to do with your grandkids. And admission is $5.
Wow, that's so great. I'm going to put that,
and Clark Botanic Garden is another beautiful park within North Hempstead. So.
No, Clark is great. Yeah. And that's it. See, this, it's not just programs for the seniors.
Right.
What a wonderful day when a grandfather or grandmother can take their children,
yeah,
a
and
grandchild.
You know, hopefully then it'll be a beautiful sunny day, April 19th.
Right, right, right. Well, it's a day. Let's call it.
Call 311 if you have any questions about it.
Actually, we're basically out of time. It's amazing, honestly. This is 2 hours that flies by. It's informational. It's wonderful. I want to always thank Dan, who, another plug for Dan, is this WCWP, which is the program here. Dan is the director. And if you want to call 311 to get a ticket for Meet Me in St. Louis, you'll be doing two things. You'll be enjoying a show that afternoon, but you'll be supporting the network. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing. Because what these guys offer us, Project Independence can do the show, and we can bring all this information to seniors. So we have to do our best to support Dan and the program. Janine is away, so we won't be seeing her for another week. And, of course, Rebecca, you're the best. You do a wonderful, wonderful job. And thank you so much, Christina, you know. You're just the best.
Yeah.
And you know, and you're not worse for the age. I thought this week might be a little bad because now that she's older.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay on top of that. Yeah.
But she's doing a great job. Until next week, everybody have a great week. You've been listening to Project Independence on You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.